This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife is on leave after a comment he made during a recent conference. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Elise Allo Lee, the agency's statewide partnership coordinator, is Black. When Dan Prenslow brought attention to Lee to thank her for organizing the conference, he spotted her near the back doors and said, "There she is, in the back of the bus, Allo." Lee said it evoked a time of Jim Crow era laws that forced Black people to sit at the back of public buses.
You run a state agency that has Black employees and works with Black and brown communities, so you should be aware of historical significances in your words.
Prenslow apologized for his comment. On Tuesday, the Colorado Department of Natural Resources placed Prenslow on administrative leave while they investigate what happened. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A national report of Colorado preschools shows signs of improvement in some areas, but stagnation in others. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Preschool enrollment in Colorado decreased by almost 5,000 children during last year's pandemic. Colorado's ranking for state spending per child in pre-K is still among the lowest in the country at 39th. Colorado spends $2,700 less per child than the national average. However, beginning in the fall of 2023, all four-year-olds will be eligible for 10 hours per week of preschool. The report was published by the National Institute for Early Education Research. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Housing prices in Colorado keep going up, especially along the Front Range. In some neighborhoods in Denver, prices rose as much as 30 and 40, even 60% since this time last year. A survey of 90 metro area zip codes found higher prices in 88 of those zip codes. This is CPR News and KRCC.